exhibition of Stadium Seating. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Good evening and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game 4 of 6 against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Rawhide looking to even the series up tonight. Here's the starting lineup for the Rawhide. On the mound today is Jose Cabrera, batting first for the Rawhide. In left field is Anderson Rojas, batting second, the shortstop. Number 7, Jose Fernandez, batting third behind the plate. Number 23, Christian Cerda, in the cleanup spot behind third base. It's number 25, Gavin Condicello, batting fifth, the designated hitter. Julio Carrion batting sixth, the second baseman Manuel Pena. Batting seventh, the first baseman Ronnie Polanco. And batting eighth in center field, Alvin Guzman, followed by the right fielder Brett Johnson. And now here the Rawhide are taking the field. They're wearing their cream-colored pants, black socks if they have them showing, and green and gray white jerseys for Mental Health Awareness Night here at Valley Strong Ballpark. And they are wearing their BP caps, the black and white tipper caps. Let's quickly give you the starting lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off at third base, Nick Bittison, followed by the second baseman, Ryan Doncone. Batting third, the center fielder, Chris Newell. In the cleanup spot behind the plate, Tyrone Lorenzo, followed by the designated hitter, Jorge Puerta. Batting sixth and right is Juan Alonso. Batting seventh at short, Kenneth Betancourt. Batting eighth at first base, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth and left, Cameron Decker. Starting pitcher today for the Quakes, right-handed pitcher Peter Hubeck. We'll take a short break for the national anthem. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sungs at Press Box on Bally Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star Spangled Banner, Mr. Frank Ostrander.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Mr. Frank Austin, doing a great job singing our star-spangled banner and taking the way off the panel, as you can see. Baseball buddy, some of them lost their baseball caps on the field. We'll grab them for them. They did a great job on the field tonight, our baseball buddies. And right now, really, Frank Austin has kept the microphone. What do you say, Frank?
Play ball!
Almost ready for first pitch at Valley Strong Ballpark. A few minutes behind schedule. Currently 6:31. Here in Visalia, Jose Cabrera finishing up his warm-up pitches now on the mound. Good Cabrera this year, 0-3 with a 5.11 ERA. Rawhide currently riding a two-game losing streak. They fell to the Quakes by a score of 17-13. It was a rough game for the Rawhide yesterday. They had a three-run lead going into the top of the ninth inning. And unfortunately, they just ran out of pitching here at the single-A level. It's a, you know, it's these guys are developing, and if you hit your pitch limit and pitchers aren't available because they don't want them to get injured, well, a position player is going to have to come in and pitch. Unfortunately, Perdomo hit his pitch limit, and there are bases loaded with two outs, and they had to bring in a position player, Donier Sanabria. The bases loaded, two outs, just needed one more out. Instead, a total of 9 runs scored in that inning for the Quakes, and they defeated the Rawhide by a score of 17-13. Rawhide looking to bounce back today with Cabrera on the mound. He's been good when the bullpen needs some rest. In fact, his first start against Lake Elsinore, that was the first start of the season for Cabrera. He was honestly the hero of the game, being able to keep it a close ball game to make sure that the bullpen that was short-staffed that day, as it is today, was able to rest a little bit. Tell you more about that throughout the game. Right now, we are ready for first pitch as Nick Bittison is stepping to the plate. It is 92 degrees here in Visalia. Wind is blowing out to right. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. The first pitch is at 6:33. Again, 92 degrees here in Visalia. 0-1. Shallow fly ball into center field. Pena gives chase. He leaps up. Can't make the play. It lands into shallow center, and Bittison stands on first with the first hit of the day. Not a hard hit ball at all. I think it jammed him. Was able to muscle it over the glove of Manuel Pena. Nobody out, runner on first. Ryan Doncone now bats from the right side. Infield at double play depth. The pitch misses high. Ball one. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Evan Anderson, and on the bases, Spencer Kim. 1-0. Breaking ball that almost hits Doncone. The 2-0. There's a strike on the high outside corner. Catching for Cabrera today is Christian Cerda, third baseman Gavin Conticello, the shortstop Jose Fernandez, second baseman Manuel Pena, and at first it is Ronnie Polanco. In left field, Anderson Rojas, center field Alvin Guzman, and in right, Brett Johnson. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-2. Rawhide 13-23 on the year, the Quakes 25-11. The pitch popped up out of play, third base side. It will be above the grandstands.
Broken windows, it's Finishing Glass Works, 747-2000.
The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Doncone strikes out for the first out of the game. That strikeout is brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Here's Chris Newell batting from the left side. Pickoff attempt at first base. Bittison is back safely standing up. The pitch just misses low and out. Cabrera, 6'3", 190 pounds. The pitch is swung on and missed. He tried to check his swing, but Newell did go around. So 1-1 count, one down. Cabrera will turn 21 later this month on May 30th. There's a strike on the outside corner. Infield shifting to the right. They are still at a double play depth. The pitch. Fouled off out of play, left field side. Shadows just starting to come over the ballpark right now. A lot of sunlight in a lot of players' eyes. The pitch. Breaking ball just misses. I think a little low, maybe in. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Newell strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's back-to-back Ks for Cabrera. Cabrera will now face the catcher, Thyrone Lorenzo. Lorenzo batting 260 on the season, batting from the left side today. Still shifting to the right is the infield. The pitch swung on and missed. Cabrera has a fastball, sinker, slider, and a changeup. Oh, 1-1 fouled into the netting down the third base side. Center fielder Guzman playing a little deep, but no real shift in the outfield. Cabrera kicks the 0-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Cabrera did give up a leadoff single, but then he strikes out the side to end the inning. We're heading into the bottom half of the first. Scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
To a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Anderson Rojas leads it off for the Rawhide. Peter Hubeck on the mound for the Quakes. Rojas squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball low and outside. Hubeck, a right-handed pitcher. 0-2 on the year with a 5.25 ERA. Here's the pitch. Popped up, and it's very foul on the first base side. One, one, fouled off. First base side again. That went a little bit closer to fair territory than I thought off the bat, actually, is maybe only a few inches foul on the first base side. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Misses low and in. Two up after Rojas is Jose Fernandez, then Christian Cerda. In the cleanup spot, Gavin Conticello, followed by the designated hitter Julio Carrion. The 2-2. Very weird check swing as a slow ground ball to the second base, and they still somehow make the play. We'll go through that one again. So it looked like it was kind of a check swing. It's the best way I think I can describe it. And it's a slow ground ball, went underneath the glove of the pitcher, Hubeck. Went to the second baseman, Don Cone, and he was able to make a nice play at first to get the speedy Rojas. But, again, a weird swing from Rojas there. There is one out, nobody on in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless. The pitch to Fernandez is a strike. Pitch misses high. Catching for Hubeck today, Tyrone Lorenzo. Third baseman, Nick Bettison. Shortstop, Kenneth Betancourt. There's a strike on the outside corner. On second base is Ryan Doncone, and at first, Dayton Dooney. From left to right in the outfield for the Quakes, Cameron Decker, Chris Newell, and Juan Alonso. One ball, two strikes. Beg your pardon. I think there was a pitch clock violation. Because Fernandez just went to the dugout. I'm going to assume it was a pitch clock violation. There's no really any other assumption as the pitch misses high. Sorry, JT, I just missed that replay that you showed for us. There it is. Oh, there it was. There was a pitch clock violation. I just didn't see the indication of the home plate umpire. The 1-0. So it's a 1-1 count now. Two down at the plate, Christian Cerda. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball that he waves at. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. One, two. Fouled off. He stays alive. Infield shading to the left. Here's the pitch. Fouled off again. Another breaking ball. Clocked in at 83 miles an hour. One, two. Popped up foul behind our press box. This is Hubeck's eighth start of the year for the Quakes. The 1-2. Fouled off. In Hubeck's last outing, he allowed 5 runs on 5 hits over 4 innings. in a no decision versus Stockton. He delivers. Fouled off again. Long at bat here by Cerda. Hubeck, the last time he faced the Rawhide, he allowed 4 runs on 4 hits in 3 innings. He took the loss that day. Here's the 1-2. Outside, ball 2. Last year, Hubeck went 0-1 with a 7.39 ERA and 13 starts and 15 games for the Quakes. The pitch fouled off again. That is now 10 pitches that Christian Cerda has seen. Hubeck was the third round pick in the 2021 draft out of high school in Baltimore, Maryland. He went to Gilman High School. There's called strike 3 on the inside corner. Cerda battles but unable to come up with a hit. Hubeck strikes him out to end the inning. It was a 1-2-3 inning of work for Hubeck. Still scoreless going into the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Saying no can be a kind of self-care. Tonight is family four-pack Friday's
to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/2/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
First pitch to Jorge Puerta. Misses outside, ball 1. One oh from Cabrera. Misses high, ball 2. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Cabrera delivers a strike. 91-mile-an-hour fastball, according to our radar gun here. Pitch is fouled off. 2 balls, 2 strikes now for Puerta, who is the designated hitter today and batting .237 on the year. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike 3. That is 4 consecutive Ks for Jose Cabrera. Remember, all strikeouts this season are presented by the Planning Mill Pizzeria. Juan Alonso bats from the right side. Takes a strike right at the knees. Count is 0-1. There's a strike. Count is 0-2. So we mentioned how yesterday the Rawhide bullpen just ran out of arms that were available. Tonight I think we have four. Just looking at the roster, Logan Clayton should be available. Gunnar Grun, Josh Swales, Luis Tejeda. The pitch. Line towards right field, lands in front of Johnson for a one-out base hit. Second hit of the day for the Quakes. Definitely the hardest hit ball we've seen so far today.
Now batting for Rancho. Shortstop, number 25, Kenneth Bentoncourt.
Kenneth Bentoncourt bats from the right side. One away, runner on first. Bentoncourt batting 267 on the year. The pitch. Misses high. So again, I mentioned that Cabrera has been in this situation before, actually a worse situation where you might feel some pressure that you need to give the bullpen some rest because, again, ran out of pitchers yesterday, had to use a position player, which is normal at this level. The pitch misses outside ball two. Sometimes it just happens, and every single team, every organization is different, but that's just how it is for the Diamondbacks org. And Cabrera was in this situation in his first start of the season where I think they only had three guys available. And even the pitching coach, as that pitch is a strike on the outside corner, Tyler Mark was talking to me, man, we might be using a position player in the second game of the season. That's not a great omen, but Cabrera threw great in that outing. Let me pull up the innings stats for you. Here's the 2-1. Runner takes off, slow ground ball, third baseman Contasello. Realizes he didn't have a throw at first, holds the ball, but I thought he was able to still make a play at first base, but he didn't think so. Definitely wasn't going to be able to get a double play or anything, especially with the runner off, and it was a slow ground ball. But I thought he was able to maybe make a play at first. I think he struggled in getting it out of his glove completely. One down, runners on first and second now. Batting from the right, Dayton Dooney. The pitch. Misses low, ball one. It's a breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. Dooney batting 221. The pitch. High and in. Strike at the belt. Cabrera, glove at the chin, checks the runner on second. Now peers in and kicks. The 2-1 is low in the dirt, ball three. So again, in Cabrera's first start, he threw just over 60 pitches against Lake Elsinore through 4 1/3 innings, giving up 2 earned runs off of 3 hits, walked 2, struck out 6. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, 4 1/3 innings, but it was such a huge deal for him that he needed to go somewhere between 4 and 5 innings if possible to be able to help out the Rawhide bullpen. The pitch is popped up into shallow center field. Guzman makes the play, and the runners stay where they are, 2 away.
Left fielder, number 40, Cameron Decker.
Cameron Decker bats from the right side, 2 down. Runners on first and second still. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Runner on second is Juan Alonso. And on first, Kenneth Bentoncourt. They both singled today. Pitch to Decker is a strike. The pitch comes very high and in, ball one. Cabrera delivers the ball low in the dirt. Serrata, nice stop behind the plate. 2-1 count now. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Two, two from Cabrera. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. Five strikeouts on the day for Jose Cabrera. Still scoreless going into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
By Sega Rawhide. Echelon is here for you as well. Higher Echelon to protect that special event on that special day.
A new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
From the 9U Showdown rep rocking around the ballpark. Licks it into the bottom half of the second inning. Now batting for the Rawhide, third baseman, number 25, Gavin Contesomo.
Come on, Rawhide! Scoreless bottom half of the second inning. Contesello batting from the left side, takes the ball in. Peter Hubeck back on the mound for his second inning of work. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the first. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. One-one. Fouls off the pitch. Out of play, third base side. One, two. Tries to check his swing on an inside pitch in the dirt. The catcher, Lorenzo, will have to throw down the first to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. One away, nobody on for the designated hitter, Julio Carrion. Carrion. Batting 282 on the year. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off out of play. You notice the Rawhide wearing their green jerseys. It is for our Mental Health Awareness Night. Presented by TCHHSA. That's Tulare County Health and Human Services Agency. One ball, one strike, one away. Part of Mental Health Awareness Night, we had 400 mental health awareness jerseys given away at the gate. The pitch misses outside, so if you see some green jerseys in the stands tonight, that's why. The 2-1 comes inside, and it hits Carrion on his right hand. And he's in a lot of pain. He goes right by the Rawhide dugout on the third base side. Connor Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, coming out to check on him. And Peter Hubick is saying something to Julio Carrion. Now remember, Carrion is a former Quake. He was with the Dodgers organization last year, was released right after spring training or during spring training, and the Diamondbacks picked him up. So it's the first time he's facing his former team. Probably a little bit of a weird situation there. So Hubick has played with them and came over to him to say sorry. And, of course, Carrion's not upset. He's a pretty level-headed dude. So, again, it was that right hand that was hit. Still being checked. Well, Carrion will be the first base runner of the day for the Rawhide. Due up is Manuel Pena. We'll see if Carrion is staying in the game. The thing about getting hit in the hand is there's so many small bones. That's one of the areas that I actually get most nervous about whenever I see someone get hit there. But Carrion will stay in the game as Connor Oates trots back to the Rawhide dugout. Okay, we are ready for Manuel Pena batting from the left side, one away. Runner on first, Carrion. Scoreless so far. The pitch misses low in the dirt.
Manuel Pena.
Pena is the second baseman this evening for the Rawhide. Infield shading to the right. Big off attempt at first base, and Carrion is back safely diving. Hubeck, glove at the chest. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Long set, the 1-1 outside. Hubeck 0-2, a 5.25 ERA. This is his eighth start of the season. 2-1. Line down the right field side. It lands in front of the right fielder, Alonzo. Carrion heads to second base, and that is the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. Brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special.
With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. First base one.
Ronnie Polanco bats from the right side. Here's the pitch. It is a strike at the knees. On second, Julio Carrion. And on first, it is Manuel Pena. By the way, the coaches on the bases for the Rawhide. At third is D. Garner, the manager. And on first is Ronaldo Arenado, the bench coach. Oh, 1, Mrs. Heinen. Infield still up at double play depth. Here's the pitch. It bounces in front of the catcher. And both the runners will advance on the wild pitch. So bounced well in front of home plate, and because of that, really no chance for the catcher Lorenzo to make a nice play on it. Two runners in scoring position for the Rawhide. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Infield stays back. The pitch fouled off. Polanco batting 170 on the year. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball that he swings and misses. That was a 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Hubeck. Polanco strikes out. That is the third strikeout of the day for Hubeck. And there's two outs with two runners in scoring position as Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. First pitch to Guzman. Misses. Gets by the catcher. Carrion's going to try to score. Here's the throw. It gets by the pitcher, and Carrion scores. The first run of the game for the Rawhide. They lead 1-0. It'll be on a wild pitch. I didn't think it was going to go far enough for Carrion to make a chance, or take a chance, I should say. But he did, and it's successful. The Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 count to Guzman. Pena does move over to third. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Hubeck entering today's game through 24 innings so far this season for the Quakes, walking 15 while striking out 31. 1-1. Strike on the low outside corner of the strike zone. One, two. Swung on and missed strike three. It was on a pitch in the dirt, and the catcher Lorenzo tags him to complete the strikeout. But the Rawhide do score first. It is a 1-0 ball game. As we go into the third, you're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Top of the third inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Nick Bittison takes a ball off his left hand. So leadoff batter is on for the Quakes. Oh, are they saying it was a foul ball? And Bittison's trying to show him his hands, like, look, no, there's a mark. And John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, is going to come in and check on him. Shoemaker having conversation with home plate umpire Evan Anderson. The athletic trainer is checking on Bittison's hands. Let's see if we can see it on the replay. Tough to see. But they're going to say it's a strike. Oh, one count. Cabrera at the ready. Here's the pitch. Pitch is fouled off. Out of play. The 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Cabrera as it lands in North Gidding Street, which means there's a broken window for Vision Glass Works. 0-2. Misses outside. Ball one. Coaching at first for the Quakes today, John Shoemaker. And on the bases, on third base, I should say, for the Quakes is Ronnie Paulino, the bench coach. The pitch is swung on, ground ball first base side, but it trickles foul. One ball, two strikes to Bittison, who had the very lightly hit line drive single into center field to start off the game. 1-2, low and out. So not only is it Mental Health Awareness Night, that is our promotion today. Again, you can see some of the green jerseys in the stands. A few of them you can see right behind the plate there, behind the Ticket Smarter signs. Here's the pitch. It's low and outside in the dirt again, full count. But also every Friday is a family four-pack Friday. If you go to our participating Chevron and Valley Pacific Petroleum locations, you get a voucher for four tickets, four hot dogs, and four sodas. Pitch misses low and outside, ball four, Bittison. Draws a walk. That is the first walk given up by Cabrera today. And you get all of those things for just $44. Or if you have a Chevron credit card or Valley Pacific Petroleum gas card, then you are able to just come right over to the ticket office presented by Kauia Health and get that deal for $44. Don't have to go to a Chevron location. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman Pena. He ranges glove side, spins around, throws to second, on to first. In time, 4-6-3, double play.
Center fielder, Chris Newell.
Chris Newell now bats from the left side. Great play by Pena. That was your Geiger Electric play of the game. They're family owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Again, Geiger Electric, presenting sponsor of the Rawhide Electric play of the game. First pitch to Newell, misses low and outside, ball one. Newell struck out swinging in his first at bat. Infield shifting to the right, the pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Few more shadows over Valley Strong Ballpark. All of right field covered in shade. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Pitcher's mound is covered in shade, as is first base, but it's the entire right side of the infield dealing with the sun, and all of left field and center field as well. 1-2. High and out. There you can see, if you're watching with us on Valley Live, that there's still quite a bit of sunlight. 2-2. Cold, strike three, high outside corner. Newell strikes out looking to end the top of the third. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Cabrera heading into the bottom half. Rawhide lead 1-0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Johnson. Brett Johnson leads it off for the Rawhide. Here's the first pitch. He squares to bunt. And it's fouled down the third base side. 0-1 count. Johnson, the number 9 batter today, so this is the final batter in the lineup that Hubeck has not faced until now. Johnson batting 222 on the air. The pitch misses low. One. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That's 3 consecutive strikeouts for Hubeck now. 1 down in the top of the order. Anderson Rojas comes to the plate. He grounds it out to the second baseman, Don Cohn, in his first at bat. First pitch to Rojas. Swung on and missed, strike 1. Pitch misses low and out, ball 1. Rojas batting 322 on the season. He has had a fantastic start with the Rawhide. He's been here just over 2 weeks now. The pitch misses low. He did have the day off yesterday. 2-1. Lined foul down the first base side. The 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike 3, breaking ball. And moved in on Rojas. Now 4 consecutive strikeouts for Hubeck, all of them swinging. In fact, he has 6 Ks tonight. All but 1 are swinging strikeouts. Fernandez takes the ball low in the dirt. It bounced well in front of home plate. Fernandez struck out swinging in his first at-bat. Oh, I beg your pardon. I counted wrong. He has 7 strikeouts today. I forgot Contasello's. Pitch misses high. So, yeah, 7 strikeouts for Hubeck in less than 3 complete innings. 2-0-2 Fernandez takes the ball high and in. 3-0. 3-0, misses very outside, ball four. Fernandez draws a four-pitch walk, so after Hubeck struck out four batters in a row, he issues a four-pitch walk. So now Christian Cerda bats from the right side. Remember, he had that long at-bat against Hubeck. I think it was a 12-pitch at-bat. He ended up striking out. 2 down, runner on first. Rawhide lead by one in the third. Runner takes off, and the pitch is low in the dirt. No throw by Lorenzo. Fernandez steals second base. That is Fernandez's first stolen base of the season for the Rawhide. And Shoemaker having a conversation with the umpire on the bases. Not sure about what exactly. Well, there's a runner in scoring position. I think maybe they're saying it was a balk. Because there's no ball up on the scoreboard. Lapitch misses low ball one, so I think it's not a stolen base. Which means Fernandez does not have his first stolen base of the year. Pitch misses outside. Let's see, we got a text me official score, and it is a balk, no pitch. All right, 2-0 count, runner on second. Pitch is low in the dirt. The catcher, Lorenzo, can't find it, and Fernandez read it well. He takes off for third on the wild pitch. Three oh count, two down. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Cerda will have to go back. Still a hitter's count for Cerda. Three balls and a strike. Hubeck delivers. A ball low. Ball four. Back-to-back walks here with two outs. Runners on the corners. Gavin Contasello steps to the plate. He did strike out in his first at-bat. The pitching coach, Sean Coyne, out to have a conversation with Hubeck.
Sean Tame with Full Service Real Estate Team, proudly serving the Valley and Central Coast with heart. Sean Tame with community amenities.
The runner on third is Jose Fernandez. He drew a four-pitch walk and then advanced to second on a balk. Took third on the Wilds pitch, and standing on first is Cerda, who just walked. He walked on five pitches. Meeting on the mound is over. We are ready for Gavin Contasello. Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. And there is someone warming in the pen for the Quakes. Thanks for catching that for us, JT. Number 46, Fran Castro, warming. The pitch misses outside. Ball one. By the way, for those of you who maybe haven't listened to a whole lot of ball games here at Valley Strong Ballpark, JT is our producer, technical director, all of the above. So he's one manning the cameras, making sure we can see everything properly. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. And here where I am at this booth, I'm not able to see down the right field line. Definitely cannot see into the Quakes bullpen. I can see into the Rawhide bullpen, but there's a sign up there, so I can't see who's on the mound warming. Unless they come out from hiding. The 1-1. Misses low in the dirt, gets by the catcher. Fernandez takes off for home, and it's a 2-0 ball game. Two runs for the Rawhide have scored on two wild pitches thrown by Peter Hubeck. I believe that is now three wild pitches on Hubeck. 2-0 ball game, bottom of the third, 2-1 count, two down, runner on second is Cerda. Here's the pitch to Contasello, it's a strike, low outside corner. Here's the 2-2. Slow ground ball to third baseman Bittison. He's now going to run down Cerda and just tag him out himself. Slow ground ball. He didn't think about going to first. He just immediately started running towards Cerda, knowing he could outrun him. And that will be the final out of the inning with a Rawhide pick up another run on a wild pitch. 2-0 ball game heading into the fourth. It will be Joey Gonzalez on the call for the next three innings. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Welcome back inside of Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. We head to the top of the fourth inning here. Joe Gonzalez with you for the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. Tyron Lorenzo will lead us off for the Quakes. No balls, two strike count here on a pitch in the dirt. Starting pitcher for the Rawhide looking pretty good, Jose Cabrera. He's keeping the Quakes in order right now, swing and a miss for Tyron Lorenzo, and there's one quick out here in the top of the fourth inning.
Designated hitter, quick work here
from Jose Cabrera. Looks like a breaking ball at the knees. Completely out in front for Lorenzo, and now that'll bring up Jorge Puerta to the plate. Jorge Puerta, the right-handed hitter for the Quakes, 0-1 on the day, had a strikeout back in the second inning. One ball, no strikes, a delivery on the way. And it takes that one high for ball one. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 delivery takes it inside for ball number two. And Jose Cabrera finds himself behind the count, two balls and a strike for the first time in this inning. We're at the third game of the series. He's played in three out of the four. The delivery from Cabrera misses high for ball three. Three balls and a strike. As he goes with about a 90 mile per hour heater on that last pitch. 3-1 count all the way. The delivery from Cabrera. That one's fouled up and out of play. And the count will go even, three balls and two strikes. That ball is out of play. That's a VisionWorks glass home foul ball. VisionWorks, call 559-747-2000 for a free quote today. Jorge Puerta, payoff pitch. Cabrera trying to have easy work right here. The delivery off speed, popped up to the right side of the infield. Pena retreats backwards in shallow right field, and he's underneath that one for two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. So Cabrera looking good so far. He had three strikeouts back in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and one strikeout here in the fourth inning. Closing in on seven strikeouts here in just four innings of work. No one pitch outside for strike number one. Juan Alonso stepping up to the plate. Had a single back in the second inning. Probably the hardest hit ball we've seen today by either team. And second slider on the way goes for strike number two. No balls and two strikes. O2 the count. Cabrera from the windup. The delivery on the way. Off speed. Gets a piece of that one and fouls it off of the catcher, Christian Cerda. Christian Cerda making his third start of the series. Missed last game due to rest. So good to see Christian Cerda back behind the plate. David Martin was the man catching the balls and strikes yesterday. The 1-2. This is inside. That was ball number one. So Jose Cabrera now 64 pitches. Juan Alonso trying to get some base running action here for the Quakes. Delivery, that one's fouled backwards. The Quakes have had runners in all three innings, but unable to capitalize. It's the first time this series where the Quakes have failed to score in the first three innings. And in fact, in all three games, they scored at the first. 1-2 misses outside in the dirt for ball number two. Two balls and two strikes. Juan Alonso, 3 points below 200, batting 197, 9 RBIs on the year. The 2-2 pitch from the windup. Cabrera, the delivery, off speed, gets it off and fouls it to the right side over where the manager for the Quakes, John Shoemaker, over on that first base side where the Quakes dugout is located. Manager for the Visalia Rawhide is D. Garner in his second season. 2-2 pitch all the way from Cabrera, misses inside once again, and it looks like he's got a piece of Alonso. And as a result, the Quakes have their first base runner of the inning. So Alonzo will take his free pass and walk up the 90 feet over to first base. And it's going to be Kenneth Betancourt stepping up to the plate for the second time today. Two-way here. So for the first time this inning, Cabrera working from the stretch. A high pitch misses for a ball. Dane Dooney will await on deck for the Quakes. Kenneth Betancourt has really made his mark, especially here in the month of May. Let's talk about his story here in just a moment. One ball, no strikes, two away. The delivery to Betancourt, swinging a miss. Heavy hack there, unable to get a piece of it. And now finds himself behind in the count. No balls and two strikes. Just 21 at-bats in the month of April. And he's been able to find a way to get up into this batting order and consistently find starts throughout the week. That ball misses outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Now it's going to be Christian Cerda making his way out to the mound to have a little bit of a mound visit. So two balls and a strike. Go back to talking a little bit about Betancourt. He's reached safely in seven straight games entering tonight's game, so looking for his eighth. He already did that when he had that line drive in right field earlier. Excuse me, that was a ground ball over to the third base side that was scooped up by Gavin Conocillo. Look over at the Rawhide bullpen. There is a pitcher up at the moment. So we'll see how much longer Jose Cabrera goes in this ballgame. Swing and a miss for Betancourt. And the count goes even, two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes here for Cabrera. Approaching the 75-cent mark. Kenneth Betancourt at all twos. The right-handed hitter facing off against the right-handed pitcher. The delivery from Cabrera fouls it backwards. And will bounce back over to the first base side. Well, Ronnie Polanco stands over there at first base. Polanco playing second base for the second straight night. The middle infielder converted to first base. Two balls, two strikes, man in motion. That one's swing, and that one's sent into center field. Retreating backward is Alvin Guzman. He's underneath that one, and he's able to record the out, and the inning will come to a conclusion. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
designated hitter, Julio Carrion.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. Julio Carrion will begin the bottom of the fourth inning for the Rawhide. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes, number 47, Sauron Lau, the 6'2", 182 right-hander. Get ready for his second pitch of the ballgame. Hard hit shot on the left side of the infield. Backhand stab, a throw down to first in time. Betancourt over to Dooney for the 6-3 ground out, and there's one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Now pitching for Rancho, number 47, Sauron Lau.
Four Quakes pitching. It was a season
the batter, second baseman, Manuel Pena.
So the pitch count comes to an end for him, and Sauron Lau will now make his appearance. First two pitches, first two strikes for Lau. Make that now three straight pitches and three straight strikes. Manuel Pena at the plate for the second time today. Had a single back in the first inning. The only Rawhide base hit in this ball game. Takes an inside pitch, called for a ball. And that is Lau's first miss of the ball game. Sauron Lau last year was a position player for the Rancho Quakes. Has made his transition over to pitching. And that is where he is on the mound right now. And he's looked pretty good so far from the start. Swinging foul backwards for Pena. And now the count goes one ball and two strikes. Let's give you some numbers on Sauron Lau. Zero ERA, four games appeared in this season, so make this number five. 4.2 innings pitched, and he's only given up one hit this season. 1-2 on the way, and that looks like it hits Manuel Pena in the foot. And kind of flip it over down to first base, and the Rawhide have a one-out base runner here at the bottom of the fourth inning.
First base play
there. Sauron Lau will see
Ryan, that. Ryan, let go.
Double ball, a little too long. Ankle.
This is my wife, Christine.
Emmanuel Pena. So he'll take his spot over there at first base, and here comes Ronnie Polanco to the plate. Second appearance of the day. Swing and a miss. Called for strike number one. So the Rawhide have had base runners in every inning besides the first, and they scored a run in both the second and the third inning. Ronnie Polanco at the plate. No balls and a strike. The delivery from Lau. Swing and a miss. Ronnie Polanco finds himself quickly behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Polanco was one of Quebec's seven strikeout victims. And trying to get on board here, batting at 170 on the season. No balls, two strikes. Small lead over at first base is Pena. No 2 delivery on the way. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the opposite batter's box. And that is a one-out strikeout. It's two-way here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nice piece of pitch in there by Sauron Lau. That's going to now bring up Alvin Guzman to the plate. Alvin Guzman 0-1 on the day. Got caught looking at a strike three call last time out back in the second inning. The center fielder for the Rawhide will get ready for the pitch. Shows a bunt sign. And it goes outside for ball one. We haven't seen very many bunts from the Rawhide during this series. However, at the beginning of every batting practice, each time the batters go inside of the batting cage, they have to put down one or two bunts before they can start swinging. And so all these Rawhide players have the ability, but we have not seen it very much in this series. 1-0 pitch on the way, swing and a miss for Guzman. And the count goes even at one ball and one strike. Daniel Pena over at first base. Rawhide lead over the Quakes 2-0. It's our lowest scoring game through four innings this series. In a series where the games have felt very long as the pitch goes outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Vaughn will dig in once again. Right-handed batter facing off against a right-handed pitcher. 2-1 delivery on the way from Lau from the stretch. Left side of the slab, the delivery swing and a miss for Guzman. Way out ahead on what appears to be a slider. Alvin Guzman against right-handed pitching, batting 259. You see right there, just way out in front, unable to get a piece of it. Alvin Guzman, 259. This is his 30th, or make that 31 at bat of the season against right-handed pitching. 2-2 2-2 delivery on the way. The pitch from Lau misses outside for ball three. And here's a stolen base opportunity for Manuel Pena, and he's thrown out by a mile. Beautiful throw by the catcher, Tyrone Lorenzo, and the inning will come to a conclusion. We have completed four innings of action. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. The Rawhide lead over the way, 2-0. The Rawhide baseball on Valley Sports Live. Well, back to Rawhide baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We're in here in the top of the fifth inning, game four of a six-game series. The Quakes and the Rawhide. The Quakes have yet to beat Visalia this season. The only team that the Quakes have failed to win a series against this early here in May. Ground ball on the left side of the infield. Jose Fernandez swings that one over to the first base side. And one quick out here. And Jose Cabrera looks extremely impressive here in his ballgame. Dayton Dooney, a 6-3 ground out, will bring up Cameron Decker to the plate. Jose Fernandez with a really solid arm over there at the shortstop side. And he shows it off there. Usually a third base shortstop is where manager D. Garner likes to put Jose Fernandez. Can really play that left side of the infield really well. And he's already showing it off here in this ballgame. Foul off to the left side. Going over towards the Rawhide dugout. It's currently 7:46, about an hour and 20 minutes gone by since the start of the first pitch. As you're in the top of the fifth inning, when we go to the bottom of the fifth, we'll give you the scores around the California League. Jose Cabrera's pitch mission outside, two balls and a strike. That one goes high for ball three, and Cameron Decker is ahead in the count, 3-1. Struck out looking back in the second inning. Tried to get his first base hit of the ball game. A 3-1 pitch on the way from Cabrera, the delivery, and that one hits the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Conicello, throw down to first in time. And there's two away here in the top of the fifth inning. So a hard bouncer over to the third base side. Gavin Conicello scoops that one up quickly. And one thing that the Rawhide were working on in practice earlier today was pushing into the infield, attacking those balls that are choppers like that. Gavin Conicello taking that practice from earlier this afternoon, proving it right here and with a really solid throw across the diamond. And two quick outs here for Jose Cabrera and this Rawhide defense. First pitch of the at-bat goes for a strike. Nick Bittison at the plate for the third time this evening as Cabrera closing in on a 100-pitch day. That one a nice block by Christian Serta. Nick Bittison with a single back in the first and a hit by pitch back in the third. Bittison will wait the pitch, and that one goes outside for a ball. Yesterday, Nick Bittison with a moonshot in a game where the Quakes were able to defeat the Rawhide, final score 17-13. 2-2 on the way, two balls, two strikes. Nick Bittison will wait the pitch from the right side. The delivery from Cabrera, that one's fouled backwards, and he'll find a way to stay alive in the at-bat. You see the pitch here, Nick Bittison fouling that one backwards. He'll use his batter's timeout and have a chance to regroup. Nick Bittison 1-for-1 on the day. Talked about that home run yesterday. What else did Nick Bittison do? He was 2-for-5 on the day with that RBI, and he did walk twice. 2-2 delivery from Cabrera goes inside. Nick Bittison having to turn that shoulder, avoid getting hit by the ball. And now the count goes even, it goes full, three balls and two strikes. Watch the replay there. Nick Bittison just able to get it out of the way. He does have that protection on his left elbow. The payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Jose Cabrera, strikeout number 8 on the day. Throws down his glove in excitement. And what a day for Rawhide pitching. The most strikeouts the Rawhide have thrown this series has been 10. Cabrera's got 8 through 5 innings. No hits, no runs, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Rawhide lead over the Quakes 2-0. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark here in Visalia, California. And stepping up to the plate for the Rawhide is Alvin Guzman. As we begin things here in the bottom of the fifth inning, the pitch all the way from Sauer and Lowe will miss inside for a ball, one ball and no strike. So Alvin Guzman, the batter number 8. We're going to see 8, 9, and 1 for the Rawhide here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Guzman will get ready for the pitch, the delivery, a hit on the left side of the infield. Perfectly places Nick Bittison, takes plenty of time. His throw goes a little bit high. Dooney's able to retrieve that one and applies the tag on Guzman, and there's one away here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Alvin Guzman was batting in that bottom half of the fourth inning. However, Manuel Pena was caught stealing, so that's why we got to see Guzman bat both in the fourth and in the fifth inning. So that's going to bring up Brett Johnson to the plate. Brett Johnson bat in the third inning, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. His strikeout was swinging as he fouls that one backwards, and it goes off of the hand of Tyron Lorenzo. And now he's a little slow to get up. Multiple times this series, it seems like we've seen Quakes pitchers get shooken up behind the plate, as this one's a foul tip as well. You see Brett Johnson just get a piece of that one, and it looked like the ball bounced off the dirt and hit the hand of Johnson. Now we'll see if we can get one last replay here in just a moment. As still walking around here is Tyron Lorenzo, as the athletic trainer will come out and have a word with Lorenzo. Hopefully he's all right and is able to stay in the ball game. Athletic trainer is Akinora Maeda. We've seen him multiple times this series, especially when Jorge Puerta had it come in due to the injury earlier this series. at the catching position. And you see there on the replay, Lorenzo kind of shaking the hand of the athletic trainer, Maida. Here, let's get another replay of it. If you're watching on our Valley Sports Live broadcast, Brett Johnson just gets a piece, and yeah, it bounces right off that dirt and bounces right into the hand of Tyron Lorenzo. So that's why you saw the shaking of the hand with the athletic trainer, Akinora Maida, just trying to make sure he's got full control of the hand. He appears to be all right, and he's throwing the ball perfectly back over to Sauron Lau. So Brett Johnson will step back in, and we'll get ready to go once again here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Currently 7:55. About an hour, 25 minutes gone by here in this ballgame. The 0-1 pitch from Lau on the way. Pitch number 18. And this is that one into the dirt for ball number one. One ball and one strike. Brett Johnson had himself a pretty nice day yesterday. 3-for-6, 3 runs, and an RBI. The only time he really got out was striking out. He struck out twice as Brett Johnson checks the swing on that one and fouls it over to the Rawhide dugout. After Brett Johnson, we'll give you the scores around the California League. Brett Johnson, one ball, two strikes, one away. Trying to get on the bases for the first time today. The delivery on the way from Lau. Swing and a miss for Brett Johnson. It's foul tipped into the glove of Tyron Lorenzo. And for the second time today, Brett Johnson goes down swinging. Goes with a little bit of a sinker ball there. He fouls it off into the glove of Lorenzo. And now there's two away here in the bottom of the fifth. Anderson Rojas, the hottest batter on this Rawhide team, steps up to bat. The pitch on the way, takes it inside for a ball. Let's get you some scores around the California League. Fresno and Modesto in their game four of a six-game series. Modesto leads 1-0 in the top of the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Anderson Rojas. The delivery, and he swings and misses on a ball in the dirt for strike number one, one ball and a strike. Other games around the California League, San Jose has scored 9 runs. They scored 6 in the second, 3 in the first. They lead 9-0 over Stockton. And then the final game here is the one you're watching to and listening to on Valley Sports Live, Visalia and Fresno, 2-0 with the Rawhide on top. Rawhide looking for their second win of the series and evening up at 2 apiece here in game number 4. And setting up the final two games and trying to prevent the Quakes from winning a series. The only California League team the Quakes have not beat. And now we have a pitch clock violation. It's going to go against Sauron Lau. And the count's going to go to 2 balls and a strike. 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 away. The delivery goes inside for a ball. And that's going to be ball number 4. And Anderson Rojas will take his base and he'll reach for the first time today.
Shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
So 2-0 walk here will bring Jose Fernandez to the plate. One of 2 Rawhide runs to score in this ballgame. Jose Fernandez had a stolen base and then advanced on 2 wild pitches. And that's how he's able to come around to score. Takes first pitch, strike number 1. Jose Fernandez, a very athletic left side infielder, mentioned earlier, playing that shortstop third base side, looking really good as of lately. A 1 count here for Fernandez. Batting 260, swing and a miss, and it was a heavy swing there for Fernandez. So Fernandez finds himself behind the count, no balls and 2 strikes. Is tied for second most on the team in home runs with 2. About 4 or 5 guys on this Rawhide team who have 2 home runs. In motion, but a swing and a miss is Jose Fernandez, and the side is retired. No hits, no runs, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the top of the 6th inning. Visalia leads over Rancho Cucamonga 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. A new pitcher in the ballgame for the Rawhide is Logan Clayton. A hard hit shot to the left side. Batted down by Gavin Conicillo. Throw it out of first in time. What a play by the Rawhide. A solid hit shot by Rendon Cohn. Gavin Conicillo goes on all fours to make the grab. And he's able to retrieve it in time and just kind of lofts it over to the first base side. And there's one out here in the first inning. And that was a electric play, the Day Geiger electric play. That was electric. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. So Logan Clayton on the mound for the second time in this series. As we get ready to give you the numbers for Jose Cabrera in just a moment. Logan Clayton, the pitcher from Florida, gets ready for the pitch. That one goes low for a ball, and the count goes 1-1. So Jose Cabrera's day comes to a completion after five innings pitched. He gave up three hits, no runs, and eight strikeouts. The Rawhide, their series high this week, has been 10 strikeouts. They struck out nine last night. The high was 10. That was Wednesday night. And Jose Cabrera nearly did it all by himself today. So one ball and two strikes. Getting ready for the pitch here, and this one's fouled off to the right side of Chris Newell. Newell's got a lot of pop on his bat. He's currently the California League leader in home runs, also in RBIs. And you just look at this Quakes team to put it in perspective, 35 home runs. The average for the rest of the California League is 18. They got three guys on that list. Tyron Laronzo is currently in second place. He's got nine. And the catcher for the Quakes, who we'll see here in a little bit. So you got Chris Newell, who leads the California League in home runs. You got Tyron Laronzo, who also is top three in home runs in the California League. And then one other batter for this Quakes team. It's Rendon Cohn. Slipped my mind for a second, but yeah, Rendon Cohn, the batter we just saw, all in the top five in home runs, and a right down the middle strike, breaking ball from Logan Clayton, and there is strikeout number nine from Rawhide pitching. It's the second most of the series, and there's two away here in the top of the sixth inning. Completely froze Chris Newell, now and as soon as the pitch went down the middle, Newell knew he was going to be rung up and quickly turned back over to the Quakes dugout, and the Rawhide still lead this one 2-0 here in the sixth inning. Logan Clayton will be facing off against his third pitcher. Speaking of Tyron Laronzo, here he is at the plate. Nine home runs on the season. One shy of his teammate, Chris Newell. But one swing of the bat could tie up the California League record and make this a one-run ball game. The 1-0 pitch on the way for Laronzo goes outside and in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Logan Clayton working from the stretch right now. The 2-0 pitch on the way, and a huge breaking ball there. Tyron Laronzo way out in front of that one, and Logan Clayton on his 11th pitch with a dirty one to Laronzo. Logan Clayton, last college he pitched at was the University of Houston, and a swing and a miss there from Laronzo. Foul tips it into the glove of Christian Serta. Quite a bit of schools for Clayton in his time in college, but he ended up being a prospect here for the Arizona Diamondbacks and looking to get a 3-up, 3-down inning here in the sixth inning. Laronzo from the left side, Clayton from the left side of the slab. The 2-2 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball, and the count goes even, three balls and two strikes. Logan Clayton in college tried to make the adjustment to the right side of the slab, but in his time as a top prospect, has preferred the left slide and has proven well for him so far as he fouls that one off to the right side. Tyron Laronzo just trying to stay alive in the at-bat and see another pitch here on a full count situation. Three balls, two strikes. Awaiting pitch number seven of the at-bat. The payoff pitch on the way for Clayton, and that one misses outside for ball four. So Logan Clayton tried to face the minimum and misses on an outside pitch. And he's going to walk Tyron Laronzo and step it up to the plate for the third time today is Jorge Puerta. So tying run here for the Quakes. Jorge Puerto will take his time getting back in. A 7-pitch at bat goes in the favor of the Quakes' direction. Quakes looking for their fourth hit of the ball game. First one, I believe, since the second inning. Let's get that right for you. Yeah, the Quakes went down in order in the fifth and the fourth. Jorge Puerta at the plate.
The seventh inning. First pitch swinging. Hard one hopper to the shortstop. Fernandez throws over to first for the first out of the inning. That was Juan Alonso who just grounded out. Broken bat ground ball, I should add, as well. Split right in half. One pitch, one out for Logan Clayton, who's in his second inning of work. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the top of the seventh inning. Kenneth Betancourt bats from the right side. The pitch from Clayton, he's a strike. Betancourt did square to bunt, but he pulled back. Clayton threw a scoreless sixth. The pitch fouled off right side. He did walk a batter and struck out one. Jose Cabrera is in line for the win. Hands down, his best appearance so far for the Rawhide this year. The pitch to Betancourt misses outside. Cabrera, 5 scoreless innings, only 3 hits, walked a batter, and he struck out a season high of 8. His career high is 9. Here's the 1-2. Tapped foul, third base side. No real shift in the infield against Betancourt. 1-2. Swung on and missed strike 3. He strikes out for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. Dayton Dooney batting from the right side. 2 outs. Clayton kicks. The pitch is outside. Ball 1. Dooney today has flied out to center and also grounded out to short. Pitch from Clayton. Low and out. Ball 2. Another update on the Cal League scores. Fresno and Modesto are tied up at 1, but Fresno has the bases loaded with 2 outs in the 5th. San Jose just beating down on Stockton. They lead 12-0 in the 4th. Here's the 2-0. Fouled off out of play and lands in North Gidding Street. It's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text to Justin at Vision Glassworks. Two-one is a strike. And then the Lake Elsinore Inland Empire game is postponed because of a gas leak explosion that happened in Lake Elsinore's clubhouse. And according to reports, 2 people are injured. They are not players. They were listed as contracted workers. I don't believe they're any staff members of the San Diego Padres. Here's the pitch. It misses outside. Ball 3. So today's game and as well as tomorrow's game has been postponed. We'll see if Sunday's game gets played or not. Don't know the damage to the building. Here's the 3-2. Ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez has it. The throw to first, a little high, but Polanco reels it in for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Clayton. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark going into the bottom of the seventh inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Brett Johnson leads it off for the Rawhide. First pitch is a strike at the knees. Bottom of the seventh inning, Rawhide do lead 2-0, but both of their runs have come off of wild pitches. No one has an RBI tonight. Pitch misses in as Johnson scoots out of the way. 1-1 count. Reynoso back on the mound. This is his second inning of work. Second pitcher out of the pen for the Quakes tonight. Johnson swings a deep fly ball to left field. Decker goes back. He's at the wall, reaches up. It's over the wall. A home run for Brett Johnson. The home plate umpire indicated that it is a home run, even though the ball came back into the yard. And John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, out to have a conversation with Evan Anderson, but Brett Johnson crosses home plate for now. It's a solo shot. Well, I was talking about how no one had an RBI. Now Brett Johnson does, unless John Shoemaker. Sorry, I think my broadcast started going over the speakers. Didn't want to talk about Shoemaker over the speakers. So finishing off that thought, unless John Shoemaker is able to get his point across and get it changed, but that's not the case.
Anderson Rojas.
So it is a solo shot for Brett Johnson, and now Anderson Rojas will bat from the left side. So remember, the ball did come back in to the field. If it was, in fact, a home run, that means it hit off that pole. The pitch lined into center field, a base hit for Rojas. Rojas has his first hit of the day. Again, the only two ways that I can see that ball coming back into play would be if it hit off of that pole. Let's see if we can look at it on the replay here. Oh, man. Yeah, that hit the yellow line. And that will be the day for Reynoso now. This will be a call to the bullpen. It's brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, when we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He will inherit a runner on first with nobody out in the Rawhide leading by 3 in the bottom of the seventh inning. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Rancho Cucamonga now benching number 41, Calvin Bautista. Fernandez, the batter for the Mycenae Rawhide.
Calvin Bautista, the new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Southpaw delivers a ball low to Jose Fernandez. 3-0 ball game because of Brett Johnson's home run. That was Johnson's second home run of the year. Anderson Rojas is the runner on first. 1-0 to Fernandez. Ground ball to the right side goes through into right field. Rojas rounds second. He's heading for third. Here's a throw from Alonso offline and into the Rawhide dugout. Because of that, Rojas will score the fourth run of the game. Throw from Alonso very high and wide. It went into the opening of the Rawhide dugout. Will be a throwing error. So that's the first error of the day for either team. Still nobody out and a runner in scoring position. There's a timeout as Fernandez needs to hand, I think, his elbow guard over to D. Gardner. It will not be an RBI for Fernandez. First pitch to Cerda misses low in the dirt. Fernandez stays right where he is. Cerda today has walked, struck out, and he has singled. There will be a meeting on the mound between the catcher Lorenzo and the new pitcher Bautista. Bautista this season 1-0, a 4.76 ERA. This is his 10th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 11 innings for the Quakes this year, walking 14 but striking out 16. Pitch to Cerda. Misses outside ball two. By the way, Fernandez is being credited with a single and advancing on the errant throw. He is in scoring position for Cerda. One ball, one strike. A pitch. Low in the dirt. Lorenzo keeps it near the batter's boxes to hold Fernandez at second. Four nothing ball game. Rawhide lead. The pitch misses in. We are 2 hours into this ball game now in the bottom of the seventh inning. Rawhide leading by four. And time is called by the catcher, I believe. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, Bittison. He backhands it. The throw to first is in time. Fernandez stays at second. Offense, One down. Still a runner in scoring position for Conticello.
Third baseman, Gavin Conticello.
Conticello today has struck out twice. He's also hit a ground ball to third. Pitch misses, low and outside. Foul tipped pitch, 1-1 count now. Line drive towards right field. The right fielder Alonzo comes in and makes the play. Fernandez stays at second.
Savage in the play. Julio Carrion.
Two down, runner on second. Julio Carrion steps to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch, grounds it out to short, and he has walked today. Bautista, glove at the belt. He kicks, and the pitch misses high. Gets by the catcher. Fernandez takes off in the wild pitch. Runner on third now for Carrion. Still two outs, 1-0 count. Rawhide lead by four. Pitch misses. Infield is back. The 2-0 misses high. Ball. Ooh, sorry. Spoke too soon. That's a strike. First one of the day. Comes in the seventh inning. That's not bad. I don't think I've done that at all this series, actually. Though, to be fair, I've had 3 innings off each day, and then yesterday a full game off. The pitch misses high, ball 3. This is the first week that Joey Gonzalez joins us here at Valley Strong Ballpark. He's joining us from Texas State. As the broadcast intern, he will be doing innings 4, 5, and 6 for every home game. He did the full game yesterday. The 3-1 is spawn and missed strike 2. I was feeling a little under the weather and decided why not give the kid the whole game. Save my voice. Full count, 2 down. Runner on third is Fernandez. Here's the pitch. Fouled off, stays alive. Pitch. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Carrion goes down looking to end the inning, but the Rawhide score 2 more runs. One thanks to a home run by Brett Johnson. The other because of an error. The Rawhide lead 4-0 as we head into the top of the 8th. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cowea Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket.
Josh Swales, new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. He delivers a strike to Cameron Decker, who's batting from the right. Swales is the third pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch. Strike at the letters. Count is 0-2. Call to the bullpen, as always, is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs the 0-2. Fouled off first base side. No balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. He checks his swing, and the umpire on the bases, Spencer Kim, says he did not go. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Decker strikes out swinging four. The first out of the inning. Here's Nick Bittison batting from the right side, one down. Swales steps and delivers. Slow ground ball to the third baseman, Condicello. He picks it up on the infield grass, the throw to first, in time to get Bittison. Two down. It is the top of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead by four. Ryan Duncone bats from the right. Swales delivers, and it's popped up first base side. Polanco giving chase in foul territory. Makes the catch. To end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Swales. As we're heading into the bottom of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead by four. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Again, Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Second baseman, Manuel Peña.
bottom of the eighth inning. Pena leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes the ball high and in. Back on the mound is Bautista. Pitch is fouled off. One-one. Low in the dirt, ball two. The pitch, hard ground ball in the 5-6 hole through to left field. Pena, leadoff single for the Rawhide. He has multi-hit game tonight now. Two hits on the day, two of the five hits on the day for the Rawhide.
First base one, Ronnie Polanco.
Pitch to Polanco is fouled off into the netting. Polanco swings the chopper to the second baseman. No chance at second, so he throws to first for the sure out. One down as Pena advances into scoring position. Guzman bats from the right side. One away, runner in scoring position. First pitch to Guzman is a strike. Oh, one misses. Outfield shifting to the right. Pitch to Guzman is low in the dirt. 78-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Bautista. And Lorenzo, the catcher, will have a conversation with Bautista on the mound. While they have that meeting on the mound, let's take a look around the scores for the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro and Eugene are facing off. Hillsboro leads 3-1 in the fourth. Amarillo leads Frisco 2-1 in the seventh. And Sacramento leads Reno 7-3 in the eighth. Two balls and a strike, one out. Pena is on second. The pitch to Guzman misses inside, ball three. Three-one, swung on and missed. Count is full. Guzman called for time. Finishing off the Diamondbacks scores, the Pirates defeated the Diamondbacks Major League team 13-3 today. payoff pitch. Misses, high outside ball four. Guzman draws a walk. Let's put runners on first and second. One away as Brett Johnson comes to the plate.
Right fielder, Brett Johnson.
First pitch to Brett Johnson. Tries to check his swing, the home plate umpire. Evan Anderson said that he did go around. 0-1 count. Johnson struck out twice today, but then he hit that home run, opposite field home run, over the left field wall, though in reality it did hit that yellow line there. 0-1. Misses high and in. The pitch, low in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Here's a look at that home run. You can see perfectly right there. The ball hits the middle of the yellow. It does not hit the top of the yellow, so I think they did not get the call right, although don't want to take anything away from Johnson. It was a fantastic hit ball. Three balls and a strike, one out. And according to how the rest of the inning went, he would have scored anyway. 3-1. Called strike. Count is full with one out. The pitch. Lined into right field, a base hit. Alonzo gets it in quickly, and they hold Pena at third. Bases are loaded for the top of the order, Anderson Rojas.
Left fielder, Anderson Rojas.
Here comes John Shoemaker. This will be the day for Bautista. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. He will inherit the bases loaded with one out and the Rawhide leading by four in the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game.
Fran Castro on the mound for the Quakes. Beast is full infield in. The pitch to Rojas. He swings and misses. Count is 0-1. It is the bottom of the eighth inning. Rawhide lead 4-0, but can always use some insurance runs. We learned that last night. Castro delivers. The pitch misses out. The runner on third is Manuel Pena. On second, Alvin Guzman. And on first is Brett Johnson. Again, infield is in. And shading up the middle, Bittison is well off the third base line. 1-1. Hard ground ball through into right field, a base hit. Pena will score. Here comes Fernandez. It goes into the right field corner. They hold Johnson on third. A two-run double for Rojas. Again, Pena and Guzman score. It is now a 6-0 ball game. One down, two runners in scoring position for Jose Fernandez.
The shortstop, Jose Fernandez.
Fernandez batting from the right. Infield is back now. 6-0 ball game. Here's the pitch. Misses high. Ball one. Fernandez batting 260 on the year. He swings and misses. Today he has singled and also has walked and struck out twice. Castro sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. The ball gets by the catcher, but it stays right near home plate, so Johnson stays at third. Castro. This is his third appearance out of the pen for the Quakes. No wins or losses. A 6.75 ERA. He's thrown just 2 2/3 innings. 1-2. Line drive. Diving is the shortstop, Betancourt. He stands up, throws to third to try to get Rojas off of third base. Unsuccessful, but not a bad idea. Johnson does score. It's an RBI single for Fernandez.
Catcher Christian Cerda.
7-0 ball game as Christian Cerda comes to the plate. I don't want to take away. I really don't want to bury this lead, but Betancourt made a fantastic play. Yes, it was a diving play. It looks great as the pitch is a strike to Cerda, but that diving play kept the ball in the infield and prevented Rojas from scoring. If it went into center field, Rojas would have easily scored. 7-0 ball game. Runners on the corners. 0-1. Misses low. Cerda today has walked, singled, grounded out, and has struck out. 1-1. Misses inside.
I don't know. I just put it in my pocket.
Two, one count, one down. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. Low outside corner. Cerda disagrees. Outfield shifting to the right. 2-2 from Castro. Outside, ball three. Thank you. The pitch. Outside, ball four, but it gets by the catcher, and Rojas comes home to score. Make it 8-0. It'll be a walk and a wild pitch. Fernandez on second, Cerda on first, and the Rawhide lead 8-0 with one down. And Gavin Conticello steps to the plate. Here's the pitch. It misses outside, ball one. Infield shading to the right against Conticello. It is foul down the third base side. There's D. 1-1 count. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. I'm still not fully over my cold. If I start laughing, I'm going to start coughing. Oh, man. Okay. 1-2 count, one down. Castro, glove at the chest, and he kicks the pitch. Line towards right field. Alonso comes over, makes a diving play in right center field, and the runners will stay where they are. Fernandez did not tag on that play, hoping he was going to get down. Instead, a diving play by Alonso. I mean, airborne, fully Superman in right center field. Julio Carrion batting from the right side. He is the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning for the Rawhide. Two down. Runner on second, Fernandez. On first, Rojas. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Oh, 1. Swung on and missed. Strike 2. Carrion today has been hit by a pitch. He's grounded out, walked, and has struck out. O2. Low. Castro just over 20 pitches now. Here's the 1-2. Grounded foul, third base side. One, two, misses high, gets by the catcher. Fernandez takes third, and Cerda is on second. There have been a lot of wild pitches so far tonight. It feels like more than normal. Though at this level, there usually are quite a few, frankly. Usually at this level of single A, pitchers have some really nasty stuff, but they don't know how to control it yet, so wild pitches and walks are quite frequent. The pitch, towering pop fly, but is very, very, very foul on the third base side. Let's see if I can count up how many wild pitches we've had. So so far for the Quakes. There have been 7, it looks like. The 2-2. Swung on, foul tipped into the glove. Lorenzo holds on to it, and that will end the inning. But the Rawhide pick up 4 runs, and they now lead 8-0 as we go into the 9th. Josh Swales will be on the mound for the Rawhide. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
First pitch to Chris Newell. Misses inside. Ball 1. Josh Swales is back on the mound for the Rawhide. They lead 8-0 in the top of the 9th inning. This is the last chance for the Quakes. The pitch misses in. The Quakes have not been shut out this year, providing that the Quakes don't score 8 runs and extend the game as the pitch is swung on and missed. Cabrera will get the win. It'll be his first win of the year for the Rawhide. Here's the 2-2. Hard ground ball goes through into center field. It's a leadoff base hit for the Quakes. Now Juan Alonso batting from the left side. Tyrone Lorenzo batting from the left side. He has struck out twice and he's walked today. The Quakes have 4 hits this evening, have not scored a run yet. The pitch misses in. A big shift to the right in the infield. The shortstop, Fernandez, almost directly behind second base. Condicello is well off of third base. The pitch is a strike at the knees. I'd say he's almost halfway to second. Pitch misses low. Ball 2. The pitch is lined through into right field. Pena gave a diving attempt. He couldn't do it, but Johnson gets it in quickly to hold him. Rather to hold Newell at second. Runners on first and second.
heading towards the plane, designated.
And nobody out.
Fourth down.
The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. It's Jorge Puerta at the plate. The pitch, misses outside. Pitch is popped up into shallow right field. Johnson coming in. Pena going out. Pena, the second baseman, makes the play. And the runners stay where they are. One down. Runners on first and second still.
Right fielder Juan Alonso.
Time is called. There is a pitch lock violation on the batter. So an 0-1 count for Juan Alonso already. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing on a low outside pitch. It is a 1-1 count. The pitch misses high, ball two. Swales, this is his second inning of work. He threw a quick 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. So fast, I never gave you his stats for the season. 0-3, a 7.16 ERA. 2-1 is fouled off. This is Swales' 15th appearance out of the bullpen. He has the most appearances for the Rawhide this year. The others are Norris, Perdomo, and Dueza. They have 13 appearances on the season. In those 14 appearances, Swales has thrown 17 innings of work, striking out 20 while walking 8. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. Alonso knew it. He goes down looking for the second out.
The shortstop, Kenneth Bettencourt.
Kenneth Bettencourt batting from the right side. He swings the first pitch. It's fouled back out of play. One. Deep fly ball to right field. Johnson's going back. He's at the wall. Leaps up. It is off the wall. Newell scores. Lorenzo will score. It is a bases clearing double for Bettencourt. And it's an 8-2 ball game. So the Quakes avoid the shutout. If they were shut out, it would have been the first time this season. Now Dayton Dooney will come to the plate, but first Tyler Mark will have a conversation with Swales on the mound. Thank you.
First baseman, Dayton Dooney.
Meeting on the mound is now over. Dayton Dooney is batting from the right side. Two down, runner on second, 8-2 ball game. The pitch is a strike at the knees. Dooney today has popped out to center and grounds it out twice. Oh-1, misses low. Glove at the belt. Swales kicks. Line drive into left center field, a base hit. It'll roll all the way to the wall. Betancourt scores. 8-3 ball game. Dooney cruises into second as Guzman gets it in. Back-to-back two-out doubles for the Quakes. That's four hits in this inning.
Now batting left fielder Cameron Decker.
Cameron Decker bats from the right side. Two down. Still a runner in scoring position. And Gunnar Groon is warming in the pen just in case. First pitch swinging is Decker. Count is 0-1. Swales kicks. There's a strike on the outside corner. Oh, 2. Low in the dirt gets by Cerda. That allows Dooney to take third. Wild pitch on Swales. Decker looking for his first hit of the day. One, two. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Rawhide hold on to win. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.